I tell myself, it's not about comparing. But then I start wondering, what can they lift? Are they adding more weight to their barbell than I am? And suddenly, I'm not training. Then I realize, my journey is not theirs. I've earned every step. So I smile. My smile is the shape resilience takes to keep me moving. To put more smiles out into the world, Colgate has supported female athletes for over 50 years with the Colgate Women's Games, the nation's longest-running indoor track and field series for girls and women. Colgate, your smile is your strength.
I'm John Bastrom. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, is with me. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, returning from the Holy Land to help us understand the moving parts of the crisis in the Middle East. Thaddeus?
Malcolm, what do they mean by proportionality regarding Israel's right to defend itself? And also, what is the current status of the $6 billion that were released to Iran?
So the $6 billion is an account in Qatar. America has approached Qatar not to allow any of that money to be withdrawn. As you know, Iran is also making a lot of money from the export of oil, and I hope that that will be a further sanction and block. They also export illegal Russian oil to avoid the sanctions. So the $6 billion, according to American officials, has not been drawn down, but it's sitting there. And we know that money is fungible, so they can use that money to buy food, whereas the other funds will be used. And they are the primary sponsor of Hamas, of Hezbollah, of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They give 90% of the budget and have stepped it up. We know that their people were involved in planning this, and more information will come out to justify that, to verify the Iranian role in this. And there was a meeting that we discussed on the show, got very little attention, of the meeting in Lebanon of Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iranian officials. So the $6 billion hopefully will not be released, and other monies won't be allowed to get out. Your other question was?
About proportionality. What do they mean by
proportionality?
That?
Proportionality is a term exclusively used in regard to Israel. That when Israel's attacked, people say there has to be a proportionate response. It has no definition in this case. It means that if 1,000 rapes took place, does that mean that Israel should go in and do 1,000 rapes in Gaza? If they kill babies, scores and scores of children and babies, the proportionality would mean that you have to go in and Israel should go in and do the same thing. That's not going to happen. But proportionality is an irrelevant term when you have when you're dealing with terrorism. After 3,000 people were killed on 9/11, nobody asked about proportionality. In Dresden, they didn't ask about it. You know, when America responded to the terrorists and the horrific evil forces that we faced, it's exclusively applied to Israel.
Malcolm, you mentioned Iran. The headline from London this morning was that Iran orders Nasrallah and Hezbollah to attack Israel. Orders. Your understanding, we go north now. The IDF is deployed in massive numbers across the northern frontier. There have been provocations and rockets and incidents these last days, but no attack to my knowledge. And there is also the question of the threat from Syria. I'm presuming this has not happened. Is that why the aircraft carriers are there, Malcolm? Because of the threat from the north or the threat from Iran?
Yes, because of both of those threats. I think the Gerald Ford and the Eisenhower groups and aircraft carrier groups are there. It's a warning, but that has not stopped. Hezbollah has fired multiple anti-tank mortars and other rockets against civilian populations. There have been Israelis who were killed in some of these exchanges. Israel's responded, but they are trying to limit the response. Nobody wants to see an escalation on that front. So we will have to see whether Iran really gives the order for them to go all out and risk, you know, destroying the 150,000 rockets that they have, and most of them provided by Iran. In the case of Syria, Israel has hit the airport several times. And because there is word that they were mobilizing, and there are Iranian militias in Syria who would then be able to attack from the Golan side, as Iran has threatened to hit Israel from every side, from the Houthis, from the Iraqis, from the Syrians and Lebanese. So Israel has to take preventative measures. But so far it has been contained, but the danger is escalating in the north.
One detail, Malcolm, I want to speak of a success. Over these last days, there have been no major incidents of attacks or violence at synagogues or Jewish schools in New York area, in the greater New York area, and in Los Angeles. There was a demonstration in Los Angeles that did not get out of hand over the weekend. Closed the 405 for a few hours, I believe. And there were demonstrations in New York, but no institutional attacks. And that's a credit to your work and the work of the conference and the work of organizations that have provided security for synagogues. One small success, Malcolm. It's a place to start with.
It's absolutely a place to start. We're very grateful to the New York Police, the State Police, others who contributed to the local organizations and the mobilization of the communities to prevent any kind of an assault. There were attacks on individuals. There were some incidents, but as you note, there was not an attack as was expected against any of the Jewish institutions on the Sabbath. And I hope that remains the case. The fact that you had demonstrations of people saluting and supporting evil and the murderers is, and especially on campuses, is horrifying. There were some incidents on campuses in the New York area, but as you note, the situation was contained. The police really did have a visible presence everywhere and around the country as well. And it's really essential. And SCAN and CSS and other Jewish community groups, the Shomrim, really were out around the clock to make sure that that was the case.
Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, returned from the Holy Land to update us on where the crisis is right now. Fog of war descends on Gaza, descends on the north. That is Makarr, American Greatness, my colleague and co-host. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Plan B made over-the-counter emergency contraception legal more than 20 years ago. It's a safe, effective backup birth control option that helps prevent pregnancy before it starts by temporarily delaying ovulation. Plan B is the number one OBGYN recommended brand and the only one that you can find at all major retailers in all 50 U.S. states. There's no minimum age requirement and you don't need an ID to buy it. You can order it through DoorDash and other major delivery platforms too. That's freedom to be. Use as directed.
Today's episode was brought to you by Simple Mills, the feeling of the sun in a delicious snack. From their tasty crackers to their crunchy cookies, Simple Mills snacks taste good and are good for you because they're made from purposefully chosen ingredients. That purpose? Lifting you up, never weighing you down, so you can keep shining through the day. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.